Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
In Junie vanjaar het sowat 130 van die grootste maatskappye in die land onderneem om saam met die regering te werk om van die grootste krisisse te oorkom. Nou die uitvoerende hoofde van hierdie maatskappye het almal hulle self daartoe verbind om saam met die regering te werk en hulle wil daardeur die swak publieke en beleggersvertroue wat bestaan herstel en hulle wil veral fokus op die uitdagings van elektrisiteitsopwekking, logistiek en misdaad en korrupsie wat natuurlik van ons grootste probleme is. Verskeie werkstrome is toe voorgestel waardeur hierdie uitvoerende hoofde die regering met hulpbronne en vaardighede sal bystaan. En die president het gister met van hierdie sakeleiers vergader saam met van sy senior lede van die kabinet. Martin Kingston is op die lyn. Hy is van Besigheid vir Suid-Afrika wat hierdie initiatief lei. Martin, thank you so much for joining me. I read the press release in which the presidency and the business leaders were very optimistic and positive about the outcomes of the process or the initiative so far. But it's still in its infancy. It only started in July. What has happened on the ground with this initiative and should we be excited about it?
Yeah, we should be, Rake. Good afternoon to you and your listeners. The reality is that it took time to assemble the resources to define where we should focus our energy. When I say we, government and business, to make sure that we had appropriate governance in place to oversee the work. And this is the third such report back to the president. We do them now every 6 weeks. We put in place, as I said, not only structures, but we've capacitated them. We are very disciplined in terms of the focus on a limited number of interventions, because we know that it's only by harnessing the resources that we've got and channeling them appropriately that we're going to address the constraints that we've got in energy, transport and logistics and crime and corruption. I'm not suggesting, Rake, that there aren't many other issues, but we know that those fundamentally move the needle, will improve confidence levels if we can turn around the ship and will enable us to get on a growth trajectory, which is absolutely essential, obviously, to make sure that we can address some of the bigger challenges and exploit some of the opportunities for the country. So yesterday, when we met with the president and his cabinet colleagues, and it was very well attended. There were 10 ministers from cabinet there, a number of DGs, and all of our representatives from business. The CEO leads the individual executives who are running the workstream concerned. I believe that we all felt that there was real momentum now that was starting to emerge, that we'd identified not only what the constraints were, but where the opportunities were for quick correction, if you like, in terms of those three areas. And when I say quick, I don't mean that we're going to see results in the next week or two, but do I think that we're going to see results, you know, by the end of this year and into next year? Undoubtedly, that progression is now starting to emerge, and we need to communicate that clearly to all stakeholders so that we can share that confidence more widely.
Yeah, you see, but the problems this initiative aims to address is the electricity problems, logistics, and crime and corruption, and they are obviously then focused, or the whole initiative is focused on fixing Eskom, Transnet, and the National Prosecuting Authority. Have you met with those institutions, and what is their reaction, or are they buying into this private sector participation to try and improve their operational capacities?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Rake. So in the case of energy, if I can take them one by one, in August of last year, the Energy Action Plan was released. The National Energy Crisis Committee was established, which is a government structure with 10 work streams. We're actually participating in 8 of those 10 work streams, the first of which is improving Eskom's plant performance. We've got, you know, well over 100 experts that are now going into specific power stations to work with Eskom to improve the energy availability factor. And just to put it in context, the acting chief executive of Eskom was there yesterday. All of the relevant line ministers, the Minister of Electricity, the Minister of Public Enterprises, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, all of whom have a direct relevance to Eskom, were there. There are working teams in each of those areas drawn from ESCOM as well as from government, working alongside colleagues in business. The same thing in the second area, that's the National Logistics Crisis Committee. The chairman of Transnet was in the room, the Minister of Transport, as well as the Minister of Public Enterprises, again, working out what are the key actions that need to be taken as a matter of urgency to be able to ensure that we can improve the operational performance of Transnet in particular, as you say, at the ports and on the railway. And in the case of crime and corruption, Shamila Batoi, the head of the National Prosecuting Agency, was there, as was the Minister of Justice. And they're not just there for the discussion. They're there because we're having detailed discussions about how we can appropriately cooperate and collaborate in providing support, always respecting, of course, the independence and the integrity of some of these organizations.
So it's not only a talk shop, because South Africa is really good at talking. We will see some action and we will see some swift action.
Well, we have to, because I think, as you say, that we're long on talk and short on action often. And here the proof of the pudding, if I can mix my metaphors, will, of course, be in the eating. And we've committed ourselves, not just as business, but government and government and business together, to reporting back regularly, not just after each of these meetings, but as we start to make progress, to hold ourselves and one another accountable in terms of meeting milestones, to demonstrate what we can achieve, we think, realistically in the next 6, 12, 18 months. As I said, Rick, you know, there's a lot of damage that's been caused over an extended period of time. We're not going to resolve it overnight, but putting in place the right resources, the right disciplines, as I said, the correct oversight, making sure that we can harness all of the capacity within the business community. You know, we've got over 130 CEOs who've now committed themselves personally to this initiative, as well as bringing their resources behind them. I think that that's the only way that we're going to make real progress, arrest some of the decline that we've seen, course correct, if I can put it that way, and embark upon a sort of different growth trajectory, which is absolutely central to not just, you know, our aspirations, but indeed the country's aspirations.
Martin, hopefully we can speak next year again and talk about what was achieved as opposed to what should happen. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. But thank you so much for your time. Dit was Martin Kingston. Hy is van Besigheid vir Suid-Afrika.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.